Hello everyone and welcome in to the Youth Hoops Pod presented by Pro Skills Basketball. Youth basketball is often disorganized, focused solely on winning, and generally frustrating. But at Pro Skills Basketball, our mission is to change that culture. We strive to provide a more professional experience for parents, players, and coaches. One focused on organized communication, fun, mutual respect, and personal growth, on and off the court. And the Youth Hoops Pod is a part of that. This podcast covers a wide range of youth basketball topics, from high school and AAU basketball to college recruiting, NCAA, NBA, overseas basketball, mental health and performance, leadership, and much more. Now let's jump into today's conversation. We hope you enjoy.
Max is nice. Welcome to the Youth Hoops Pod, man. I appreciate you being here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
How's everything going? Where are you at?
So, well, I live in LA. I've been living here for a while now. I actually just moved into this condo that I got going on. That's why there's no couch right here. I'm sitting in a chair. But I just moved in a condo near LA, somewhere in the valley. And yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Where are you from originally?
I was born in this country in Europe called Moldova. It's near like Romania. It's close to Russia. And my parents are Russian, so yeah, I'm overseas club. I'm like 5 minutes away from where Luca was from.
Okay, yeah,
that's all, man.
I'm somewhat familiar over there. I played 5 years over there. Probably the closest I got towards that way was like Hungary or Greece or something like that. But otherwise, I was mostly like Western Europe. But
I feel you.
Yeah. So where'd you grow up in the States then?
Like LA, Hollywood, Los Angeles. Okay. I'm 22 years old now.
Yeah.
I came down here when I was like 12. So I'm lying. I came down when I was like 8.
Yeah.
So I've been here for a minute. I basically was raised in LA and stuff. So
I got you. And so I've read a lot about you and stuff, and in almost every article I've read, you talk about how you played ball since, I don't know, 4 years old or however long. So what was your youth hoops experience like?
Well, yeah, I mean, I was always that kid, like, you know, as kids, you know, we play basketball, like at the park, you know what I mean? I was never really like, you know, on a youth team or anything like that.
Right.
But, you know, I played like, you know, I played for fun and stuff, but like, you know, when I got to like high school, when I was really, you know, just, you know, started taking it for real. But yeah, when I played high school, then after high school, I could have went D1 and all that, but I never went to school. Like, I hated school. Like, it's not for me. I had no grades, literally. Like, I didn't show up. I barely had a 2.0 to even make the high school team. Like, I hate school. Like, it's just not for me. Love it. That's cool, but it's not for me. And so after high school, I went to JUCO. I went to JUCO, and I played a year there. Had a great year. Trade Tech College in downtown LA. It was a great year. I loved it. Then my second year coming back, I got injured in the summer. I tore my MCL. I was stretching, and one of my big men just walked by, had failed, slipped, and fell on my leg. And that's how it broke.
Oh man!
And I didn't end up playing. So yeah, I got injured stretching, like. Makes no sense.
Yeah.
And that's when I started doing the videos, and then I didn't come back.
Yeah. I was gonna ask, because in one of the articles I read, it said, so you were in college when you made, I guess your first viral video was the one about LaMelo, right?
Yeah. Sure.
And so it was from that injury, from the big guy falling on your leg, and then you started making
videos
after that.
Yeah, it was just like I got injured. And, you know, I couldn't play. When I found out I couldn't play that season, you wasn't going to catch me in class finishing my classes. So I said, I just took the year off. And then one day I was at the gym with my boys. And then, I started the LaMelo jump shot. And, you know what I mean? I started acting like LaMelo. So I just like, you know, just video this real quick. And then, I did it. And I posted like the next day, and it just went viral. And like after that, I just kept going.
Yeah. Who was the next? What was the next viral video that?
Then it was Lonzo. It was LaMelo. Then it was Lonzo. And then Lonzo even went more viral. And after Lonzo, it was Braun. And after the LeBron, that's why it just took off. ESPN, Sports Centers, Bleacher Report, all that, House of Highlights, always show love, and it's just I just started getting followers, and then I just kept going after that.
Yeah, you know? I know. Obviously we run Team Curry, and you imitate Steph a decent amount, or Clay, or whoever. Oh, yeah.
That's the funny part is. So I literally that first Steph video that I made, that video actually put me on the map. It was the video that I made when Garden Steph be like I was in the gym. I run around the bleachers. I went under the bench. I went outside, came back in, and I had my twin brother that chasing me. It was after that. I think it was the playoff game when they played Blazers or something, and then Steph kept running around after that. So I literally had like 300,000 followers before I made that video. I made that video, then the next morning I posted it, and then I went back to sleep. Literally, I wake up and my phone hot. Is it like ESPN, SportsCenter? I'm getting crazy followers. Like that video really. When I make that step video, I think after that step video really what you know really made the Max Nice thing go even farther. And then Steph followed me. I seen Steph follow me after that video. Steph followed me. And that was crazy. After that,
I think Steve Kerr even commented on it. That was another one with Clay.
I forgot all about that. Then I had tweeted Steve Kerr even reposted it, talking about we run this play a lot. It's called Fist Side or something like that. You know what I mean? And after that, I was just like, oh yeah, this I loved it. It was hilarious. I loved it.
Yeah, that's cool. So who would you say? Is it Steph that you kind of went when you do something like that gets you the most love, or is it LeBron, or who is it?
When I do LeBron videos, I never had like LeBron really show me love on it, but I just know everybody. Everybody really loves my Braun videos, but you know, Steph follows me, and those are a couple of videos. You know, Steph sometimes show love like my videos. I love Steph. He Famous Lowe's, right? Famous Lowe's.
Mm-hmm.
So Famous Lowe's, he showed Famous Lowe's love. He showed me love. B-Dot. Me and B-Dot did a Steph to play, be like, and you know, Steph had retweeted it.
Yeah.
So you know what I mean? So yeah, so Steph really showed love though. So when I see him in person, I'm really gonna let him know, but like appreciate everything you do, bro. And you know what I mean, just Steph my favorite players too. You know what I mean? I love everything Steph do. And Steph also got this his Curry brand just popped off. That's fire. That's amazing. So I'm happy for Steph and everything he do, and I'm happy that he's playing this season. I can't wait. I can't wait to watch what he's about to do.
Yeah, man. He's a great guy, just super down to earth, despite all the stardom he has. So what is your you do this for a living, correct? So like what's your typical day or week like? I mean, is it pretty planned out, or is it just like the inspiration when it hits and you go film?
Try to take some time off to myself, you know, sometime, especially right now. I kind of been chilling a little bit, right? When, you know, NBA season ended, I kind of, you know, it's about to start again. But, you know, in times like this, I want to get to, you know, relax a little bit and get my mental health some, you know, some time to just relax, because, you know, always doing the videos and always just stressing about, you know, because it's stressing. I'm not going to go lie. Always stressing about what video am I going to do next, or, you know, who, if I'm going to do it, you know what I mean? If they're going to like it or not, you know what I mean? So it's always like, you know, the content creating is just always going to be, you know, stressing. So, you know, I kind of just, you know, trying to take time and just, you know, enjoy myself and relax. And that's what I kind of been doing lately. But I also kind of just put a content out, like, you know, I put out like a video a week now. But, you know, now that, you know, NBA is about to start back up, I might just, you know, start putting more content out, you know, heavy, you know what I mean? And start getting on it. But usually, it's random. Like sometimes, like I won't have any ideas, and I won't do anything. But then it'll be a week where like, yeah, I got an idea. Like every day, I'll just do it. I'll go film it, and then I'll just edit it real quick, and I'll just post it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, that's.
Let's take a 30-second time out to talk about PSB Plus. PSB Plus is our virtual training package designed to make players more skilled, stronger, and smarter. Members of PSB Plus will get access to our on-demand training app, which contains hundreds of full workouts led and guided by expert trainers. Members will also get access to all of our live events throughout the year, which include pop-up workouts, college showcases, camps and partnership events, and film study sessions. Go to www.psbplus.com to start your 14-day free trial and become a part of our family today. All right, our 30 seconds is up. Let's get back into the podcast.
You know, I think that's a common misperception, especially amongst kids. Like they see all these influencers with a ton of followers and things, and they want to be like them, which is fine, but they don't realize all the stress that comes with it, that it is like, it ends up being a job.
Literally, like, T-Jazz, also a basketball influencer. I don't know, but he ended up, you know, having some issues. I don't know if he had like a stroke or something that happened where, you know, the doctor told him that, you know, he's not getting enough rest and he's too stressed because
wearing himself out.
Yeah, wearing himself out. And you know what I mean? And you got it. It's hard. You know what I mean? I didn't know this till, you know, because I was, you know, before I started, you know, doing all this influencer stuff, I also, you know, didn't know what the life is really like. You know, I you would always. If you're not there yet, you would think that like, oh, you know, like, you know, their life is like amazing. They're famous. You know, they make money, blah, blah. And, you know, like it's easy. You know what I mean? Just like I get all day. Like they were like, dude, like, I can't believe you're famous. Like you literally get famous by just imitating NBA players. Like you suck, go get a real job. Like, dude, this is like this is as real as it gets. Like, you know what I'm saying? Cause just, I don't know. I just don't know. Like it's literally hard. Like you literally wake up, you know, thinking of what you got to do. Then you got to do it. Then you got to have the whole world liking it. You know what I mean? It's just it's stressful. But you know what I mean? If you're built for it, you're built for it. And
yeah,
you just deal with it. You move forward and you stay in a positive note. And that's just how I see it.
Yeah, no, I 100% feel that, man. I felt that once I went pro overseas and started getting paid to play basketball, it became less fun and more of a job, more pressure, yeah. Just more stress, you know, just kind of more BS. But people look at that and be like, what are you talking about? You getting paid to play basketball? And yes, like right. You're blessed, but it still has its stresses and things like that. Well, what's the, I mean, what do you have planned? I mean, for the future, what's the long-term vision with it all? I mean, I know you're selling merch and you're doing some other things. You just came out with a podcast. Are you part of a podcast? Is that right now?
Yeah, me and Famous Los just started a podcast. It Is What It Is podcast with Max and Los. And we just started our first episode and we just joined the podcast world and about to see how it goes from here. And the first episode with Danny Green, you know, did amazing. We talked about a bunch of great stuff, but you know, the bubble and him talking about how great Bron is, and just the championship, you know, celebration, and it was amazing. So you got to see how it goes. Yeah. But to answer your question, I mean, for what's next, basically, I mean, I don't know, dude, because everything, you know, I've only been doing this for about a year and a half. You know, what I mean,
is that all it's been? It's only been a year and a half.
Yeah, it's only been a year and a half that, you know, it's about to be 2 years that I've been doing this. And everything that I've did, I never thought would happen. You know what I mean? Like, I would have never thought that, you know, I'll do a Foot Locker commercial with D'Angelo Russell. Or, you know what I mean? I'll be in a video game, you know, at EA Sports. Or, yeah. You know, even just, have my own merch, you know, even have a million followers, you know what I mean? Or, you know, do videos about a guy like Stephen Curry and then have him repost it and, you know what I mean, follow my stuff. Like, you know, stuff like that I never thought I would reach. So I'm even blessed to even, you know, just have anything at this point. So, you know, just basically for me, it's just, you know, moving forward and, you know, taking every, you know, every chance that I get to do something, you know, amazing like that, I, you know, I do it 100%. and you know what I mean, and just be blessed, and just can't ask for any better, because you know what I mean, I know people that got not much as me, but you know what I mean, I love it all.
So it's a bit unscripted, but
just keep going, just enjoy yourself.
No, I like it, man. I think that's good. You're young. So over the last year and a half, as this thing has built up, you mentioned a couple of the cool things you've got to do, but what's the top experience you have, what you've had, whether it's like, I don't know, maybe meeting XYZ player and hanging out with them, or on Foot Locker, whatever it might be.
Yeah, I mean, probably, I'm not even gonna lie, probably the best thing that ever happened, me meeting Bron. I met Bron in the summer, because I'm good friends with Caldwell Pope, KCP on the Lakers. You know, I've been friends with him before I even started doing videos. So, you know, but whatever. Nonetheless, we went to Vegas, and then Bron was there. And then, you know, just being around people like that, you know what I mean? I met Bron, you know, that's Bron, my favorite player, just being around places like that. And also just, first of all, just meeting Bron. Like I said, meeting Bron. Just being in a place to influence people. You know what I mean? Like, seeing that, you know, kids follow my wave, you know what I mean? Or even if I see, like, you know, some kid wearing my merch or something, you know what I mean? Or anybody, even an NBA player, wearing my merch, is like, you know, like, it's you know, it's crazy. Like, I love
it. I saw that. What wasn't Giannis wearing some of your merch?
Yeah, low-key, a bunch of the NBA players wear my stuff. Bron had put it on before too. When Bron put it on, it was actually like the first time I made the merch. I met Bronny, and then I sent Bronny a box of merch. I said, well, I'm gonna send you a box of merch. And I just told him, I said, hey Bronny, I'm gonna throw some XLs in there. Just and you know, your pops wanna grab some. Hey, you know what I'm saying? Don't hold him back. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I did. I sent it that way, and then one day it was me and Los. We was in the car. I think we was on the way to like a celebrity game or something. And then I just keep getting I keep getting DMs. It's like, oh, check Bron's story. And I'm just like, what the hell is going on? And then I checked Bron's story, and Bron just selfie. I'm nice. And I was just like, Los, look, bro. I threw the phone at Los. I said, don't even give it back to me, bro. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, so that was crazy. You know, so people like Bron wear my merch. Trey Young, Giannis, I wear my merch too. Danny Green, I could go all days. A bunch of great players with my stuff, and it's just I'm glad I can be a part of, you know, the NBA world and the basketball world, which I love doing. I love playing. I love watching. So I'm just, you know, just being part of that nature is amazing to me.
I hear you, man. So what's next then? What do you have going on in the next couple months? Is it just kind of waiting for the start of the NBA season? Maybe getting back to videos? Are you just going to rest up a little bit more?
Now we got me and Lowe's got the podcast. We started the podcast. So hopefully, you know, maybe that could be, you know, up there with, you know, with the rankings of who has the best podcast.
Mm-hmm. Are you guys releasing that every week or every couple weeks? Yeah, or what are you guys doing?
We're basically, if not every week, then maybe every other week, you know what I mean? So that plus, what else I got going? Just creating more longer films, like for YouTube, make more longer films. I don't know. I can't think of the top of my head right now.
Just rolling with the punches.
Yeah, just
I like it.
Just rolling, man. Just rolling. You know what I mean? I just moved into a new condo, like I said. You know, that, you know, just every day is just, you know, something new, man.
Something different. Yeah, I bet you get a lot of opportunities thrown your way.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, man. Well, hey, well, I appreciate it. I told you, I promised you we'd keep it short. So I know we're coming up on the 25-30 minute mark. So we'll end it there. But I mean, obviously, most people know where to find you. I think it's Instagram is the place. Is there anywhere else that you want to send people to go check out your stuff?
Just Max is Nice with two E's at the end. All platforms, all social platforms. MaxisNice.com. Go get your merch. All right, send me. But after we get off this, send me your info. I'll definitely send you some stuff. Send you a box.
That'd be amazing, man. I'll rock it. I'll rock the Curry stuff and the Mac and the Are You Nice stuff.
you guys have a travel ball team, right?
What's that?
You guys are a travel ball team.
Yeah. We play on the Under Armour circuit called Team Curry. Obviously sponsored by Steph, and we'll be Curry branded out coming up this season. So
when is the games? When is your next game? When y'all playing?
We're in it'll be in the spring. So we play on the Under Armour circuit. There's normally it's in April and July. So hopefully with COVID happening and all that, we'll be able to have it. This past year, all the circuits were canceled. Got a ton. Anthony Edwards was on the Under Armour circuit with Atlanta Express. Tons of good players.
I was just in Atlanta with my boy with KCP, and I just had met Anthony. A great kid. And
I saw that on your story or on your IG. Yeah, man.
We have fun, but he gonna kill it for real.
Yeah. I'll hit you up when the schedule comes out, man.
I gotta check you out.
Is some good stuff, man, and I know Steph plans to get out at some point again when all this COVID stuff goes away. So if wherever out your way on the West Coast playing, I will hit you up, man. But we go to Atlanta a lot, so if you're ever back there, let me know and maybe we'll be playing. But hey, man, I appreciate you being on here. Congrats on all your success. Your videos are hilarious. Our kids love them. Like, you know, everyone loves them. So keep doing what you're doing, man. Really appreciate you donating some time to us, and we'll see you around.
Yeah, love, man, love. Keep doing your thing. All right,
take care, man.
My guy. Bye.
Thank you for listening to today's conversation. If you enjoyed the podcast, please leave us a 5-star review and subscribe so that you can stay tuned to future episodes. Follow us on all of our social media platforms at ProSkills Basketball on Instagram and Facebook, and at ProSkills B-Ball on Twitter. And if you'd like to find out more information about our teams, camps, clinics, or virtual basketball, check out our website at www.proskillsbasketball.com. We'll see you soon on another conversation.